Before we get stuck into the episode, a little plea from me, if I may. I know that we have some awesome and loyal listeners of the show. I can see it in the stats. So thank you so much for listening to the show. My plea is for you to please hit that subscribe button, to like and rate the show, whichever platform you're on. It would mean so much to me. I know this is something that all podcasters are asking for, but it really does make a difference and it would mean a lot to me. So thank you in advance. On with the show. Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio. At the time of recording, it is half term here in the Northeast and I am juggling working with childcare. I'm getting creative and I've asked my daughter Jess to come on to Beyond the Bio and ask me some questions all about getting your book out there from idea to bookshelf. I have Jess having prepared some questions here in the studio to shape this conversation. So stay tuned if getting a book out there and when not knowing where to start is something that is on your mind. Welcome to Beyond the Bio, Jess.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be on this podcast.
Jess, yeah. What's your first question?
What could inspire you to write a book?
That's a great question. Now, most people I speak to actually do want to write a book. They have an idea maybe, or they know that they want to do it. So in terms of what could inspire you to write a book, I guess my advice would be to think about what your objective is for writing the book in the first place. For most business authors, it's probably going to be to generate some sales at some point. So you need your idea to be relevant to your business or relevant to what you want to move into. Sometimes people have a book idea that is something that's going to line up a next step for them. If you really haven't got a clue and you don't know where to start, you might want to use something like the tool Answer the Public, which we'll pop a link to in the show notes, because you could be putting some topics into there which would throw up questions that people ask around that topic on Answer the Public, which is linked to Google. So that might be a useful tool just to kind of get some thoughts going. It might be that you have already written some content, you've done some blogs or some social posts that have done well, and that could be a way to spark thinking around what your book could actually be.
Oh, great. What is your writing process like? Like, do you have a specific routine or ritual?
Oh, I guess once I've got the idea in my head, so having written three books, you have to have the idea first. I then do a planning session where I plan everything out and I get it into some kind of order so I know what I'm going to write. And actually, you don't want to skimp on that part of the process, because if you just start writing randomly, you're probably going to waste some time. And I have actually done that once before, and it takes a lot longer to do. So I would definitely recommend doing some level of structured planning with the idea before you start writing. But then in terms of the process and how I write, I find that it's a good idea to work out when you are naturally at your best and plan around that. So for me, as you know, being my child, I am an early bird, right? So I get up early and I go to bed early, and I find that I'm at my best in the morning. I would be terrible if I was writing in the evening, because I'm tired at that point and I want to go to sleep. So for me, early mornings are best. If I'm under pressure, sometimes actually all dayers or all nighters can work well for me. It depends what your deadline pressures are, but for me, I would always have a preference to write in mornings and plan out my time accordingly.
Cool. How do you manage your time when working on a book?
It would depend on the deadline. So with my first book, I knew I wanted it to come out in September, because it was a book for students and graduates to help them get a graduate job. And September is typically when graduate programs open for applications. So I knew that was when I wanted it to come out, and I had to work backwards for the publishing process. Therefore, I knew I only had 3 weeks to write it. So that was absolutely an intense time. With the most recent book, I had a deadline, but I had longer in the lead up to that, so I could work in a way that suited me best. For me, that was those early mornings. And if we go back to what I said before around spending time planning and structuring your book, There is some school of thought out there that once you've planned your book out, you can write 1,000 words an hour. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, Lemonade, 1,000 words an hour is ridiculous. But actually, you know, I've been there, I've done that. That is realistic. So with that in mind, you might want to think about what your target word count is. And typically for a business book, this is between 30 and 40,000 words. Now, for me, I think the sweet spot is 37,000, 38,000, because it's enough for it to be a meaty book, but it's not so big that it becomes waffly or expensive to print. You can do the maths around that. Do you want to do some maths for me, Jess?
Okay.
So how many hours would it take me if I'm doing 1,000 words an hour?
It would take you 37 or 38 hours.
Okay. So when you think about it like that, you could blast it over a week. You could do that. You could blast it over a weekend if you're feeling intense. That should give you a bit of an idea. But then obviously you then move on to the publishing phase, which is going to cover copy editing and proofreading, etc., which does take a lot of time.
Have you ever experienced writer's block or creative dry spells?
I have actually. So
how have you managed this?
Yeah, great question. So with the first book and the third book, they were a lot easier for me to write because I already had content in other places that I could pull together and put into those books. The second book was more challenging. So the second book, can you remember what that one's called?
The Ambition Accelerator.
Well done, Jess. Jess doing a little jumping for joy there in the studio. So with that second book, I wrote that as a bit of a passion project, and I wrote it during the pandemic. And it was a book to encourage young women in particular to be ambitious with their careers or businesses. And I wouldn't say I experienced writer's block as such. It was more the fact that there were some immense pressures going on because it was the pandemic. I had the joy of homeschool, if you can remember those times, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And also I had the stress of running a business that was known for running in-person large-scale events. So obviously you can imagine how that went in the pandemic. I think I was feeling lots of pressure, and therefore it made it hard to write. And the reason why I'd chosen to do the book then was because I just couldn't sleep, and I was waking up at 4 a.m. every day stressing and worrying about things. That was a way of channeling my energy at that point. Although I decided to do that as my lockdown project, I definitely did get writer's block because I was distracted by other things. In terms of how I got over it, one of the great things about that book was that I interviewed women that I admire and find inspirational to include their stories and examples in the book. That gave me a lot of strength. Sounds a bit cheesy, but it did give me a lot of strength at the points where I was feeling a bit jaded with the book, because I could go back and listen to those interviews, or I might have had one coming up, and it would give me a bit of an energy boost to keep going.
Yeah. How do you plan your book before writing, or do you prefer to discover the story as you go?
I guess for someone that is writing a book that is a story, so something that they're making up, then you probably would do that as you go, although I've never written that type of book, so I might be wrong and need to be corrected by someone that does. But for me, my preference is always to plan it out at the beginning, because it saves so much time and it helps you to map out where you think the book is going to go. Now, it might change a little bit as you go through and you're writing the content, but I would say, having done this a few times, it tends to stay roughly the same. Another thing that might change the flow and structure of your book and potentially the content is if you give your draft manuscript to beta readers to test it and get their feedback, that might change things as well. But for me, great to have it planned out. It's a more efficient use of time. It gets you focused, gets you excited and on the right lines.
Cool. How would you share some advice for people who are trying to find their personal voice when they are writing?
I think if someone is struggling to find their voice or their style when they're writing, maybe a good starting point would be to write a blog or an article just to test a few ideas out and test different styles out. They could then either specifically ask for feedback when they are sharing that, or they could just see what kind of feedback they get, and that might help them in terms of a bit of a steer or a bit of a confidence boost. I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. How could you tailor your writing to the audience you're trying to reach?
So you should really know that audience. If it's a business book, you're writing it for your own audience. So you need to think about what they respond to. And you should know that if you've got a business or a job that's in that space. Another piece of advice around that, I think, is actually not necessarily tailoring your voice to them, but actually it being your voice, so it sounds like you. Because if you write a book that's very academic, and actually I did consider writing a textbook as my first book, and then decided that was a really bad idea because it wouldn't sound like me and would be really hard and long. So I think that actually there's something around just having your own voice, because if you read my last book, for example, remember what that one's
Beyond
called?
Beyond the Bio.
No. From Unknown to Unforgettable. How to Build a Personal Brand That Goes Beyond the Bio. Great to see you've been paying attention, Jess, to my latest bestseller there. But with that book, it's quite conversational in tone. And for me, it's really important that my brand is replicated across all the different formats where I appear. So whether it be on this show, whether it be on my social media, whether it be in the book, I want people to then meet me in real life and know that that's my tone of voice. So I think there's something quite engaging actually just around writing how you speak.
Yeah. How would you market your book to the audience?
So marketing your book is super, super important, because you don't want to go through all that effort to write a book and put this book together and then publish it and no one knows it's there and it's tumbleweed and you make no sales. So you do need to think about the marketing. It might be that you're using your book as a tool to generate business. You might want to give it away. That might be part of your plan. What I did with the last book was I had quite a few cool people that wrote praise quotes. I had Sarah, obviously you know Sarah. Well, Sarah Davies, for those of you that haven't read my book, and if you haven't, you should, and we'll pop a link to it in the show notes. But Sarah Davies wrote the foreword, and that was really, really great, because not only was it a brilliant foreword, but it meant that it was a natural fit for Sarah to promote the book, and that was really helpful. Same with the people that wrote the praise quotes, because I was able to ask them to share the book when it was out and give them some information that made it easy to do so. So if you can create graphics, if you can write some copy that they can edit, all those things are going to be really, really helpful. Another thing in terms of marketing is to run some kind of event, whether it be in person or online. And I've talked about that topic on previous episodes of Beyond the Bio, so go back and have a search if the marketing side is of interest. But you do have to do that. You know, I'm at the point now where that book is, what, 6-7 months old, maybe longer. I mean, time is flying this year already. And the level of sales has obviously slowed down from that peak couple of weeks when we were doing lots of promotions. So yes, you want to do loads of promotion around launch, but actually you need to think about what that ongoing marketing and promotion is going to be as well.
Yeah.
Well, Jess, they have been some really helpful questions. Thank you for preparing those. Did you prepare those by yourself?
Yes. I had a bit of help, but mainly by myself.
Mainly by yourself. Right. This is excellent use of your half-term time today. That's awesome. And if anyone that is listening is thinking about doing a book, then this is a great time to tell you that we are running a Mojo writing retreat in the Yorkshire Dales on the weekend of the 14th to the 16th of March, and we do still have a few places for this retreat. It's going to be myself and Rachel that are hosting. We've got a beautiful farmhouse. We're going to have lovely food. We've got views for miles, gorgeous walks. It's going to be incredible. So if you need help planning your book and getting started with the writing, then please do check out the retreat. You'll find a link to that in the show notes. Now, I'm hopeful that we're going to be running more retreats. So if you can't make those dates, then please drop me a message and I can add you to the waitlist for any future events. But if you can make those dates, I know it's going to be short notice at the point where this episode comes out, but if you can make it, this is your sign to come along and join us. We're going to be a lovely group of budding authors that are ready to get those books out there. So there we go.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for asking me questions. It's unusual for me to be interviewed, so thank you for doing a great job. Well done, Jess. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.